Here is the approach, and Luxick kicks off. Cameron Green ranging over to the right, catches it at about the 3-yard line, turns it back upfield, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, grabbed and tackled at about the 41-yard line. They finally got to him at the last second, tackled by Nick Whiteside, the cornerback on kickoff coverage, and he gets Cameron Green down to the turf after a 37-yard return.
One more step, I think Cameron was going to take it to the house right there.
The Eagles have a first down after the third down conversion. Just 7 seconds left in the first quarter. Brenner under center takes the snap from Hairston, drops back, short drop. Now he wants to step up. He fires it for Boland deep downfield, leaps up. He makes the catch inside the five. He goes in. Touchdown, Eagles. That is a 57-yard touchdown for the Eagles.
It's really interesting how that play developed, because he stepped up into the pocket and then saw his receiver breaking into the open and threw it as far as he could throw it. He ran under it and then broke a tackle for the touchdown.
Logan Boland's first touchdown reception of the season. The Eagles pulled it within one at 7-6 with no time left on the clock here in the first quarter. The Eagles will try and get it just a few more inches to take the lead.
Boy, they need a touchdown here, not a field goal.
We'll bring in the fullback now. That's Hunter Williams lining up in front of Andrew Vaughn. Brenner takes the snap under center. There it goes, into the hands of Vaughn. He dives across, he's in, touchdown Eagles.
Okay, the old coach is saying, you run your best back over your best lineman, and that's exactly what the Eagles did right there. You know, ran Andrew Vaughn over to the left side that time, and of course, he ran over behind that left side, which is, you know, where you've got, Ryan McGuire over there, who is the experienced left tackle for the Eagles, a big 6'6", 294-pounder from New Albany, Ohio.
McGuire led the way. Vaughn finishes it off with a 1-yard touchdown run, and the Eagles take a 13-7 lead with 9:21 to go here in the second quarter. Conklin back to throw, short drop, pump fakes a pass. Now he's sacked in the backfield. That's Prater, and that's the new record, tackles for loss. In AU football history, and he records it on a sack as he wraps up Conklin in the backfield and tackles him back at the 27-yard line.
Conklin couldn't, he just got the football and Prater was on him. So Prater wrapped him up too. He had no place to go. Nicely done.
Crowd gets the announcement that James Prater has now set the new all-time record at Ashland University for tackles for a loss. That's his 39th career TFL. Third down and 8 from the 45-yard line. Conklin takes the snap. Crowd trying to get behind the Eagles. There's the pass. In stride, Fischelli has it, drops it. It's recovered by the Eagles. Brought back by Andrews across the 25 to the 27. Eagles football after the fumble.
Andrews made up a tone for dropping the interception a while ago. And, you know, nice hit down the field right there. Who made that hit, Dave?
We'll check the replay, see who jarred that ball loose. It was a line drive pass. It was caught by Fischelli. Andrews picked it up, finally dragged down to the turf after about a 7-yard return after the fumble. So the Eagles have it first and 10 after the turnover. They're down by 3, but they have possession back now. Saginaw Valley State, unbeaten. They lead it by 3 here on the road.
Boy, Dave, we need a touchdown here. We don't want to just go for a field goal here and tie this game. We're this close. Let's get it in the end zone.
Second down and 7 from the 10-yard line. Snap goes back to Brenner. Two-step drop. Fires a pass. It is caught on the left. It's Vaughn. He dives in. Touchdown, Eagles. Vaughn out of the backfield. Takes the pass from Brenner. Runs it in. Eagles lead 20-17. 5:28 to go here in the fourth quarter. Andrew Vaughn's second touchdown of the night.
Boy, Andrew Vaughn become a receiver tonight.
Vaughn out of the backfield, makes the catch. That is his fourth catch of the evening. The Eagles trying to make it a 4-point game. Here's the kick from Satchel Denton. It is up. It is good. Eagles lead 21-17. 5:28 to go here in regulation time. They're moving left to right here late in the fourth quarter. It is a 4-point game. The Eagles on top after the touchdown to Vaughn. Galliard goes in motion, right to left. He'll set up on the left in a slot. Snap goes back to Conklin. He's in trouble. He is going to be dragged down. It's a sack for the Eagles.
James Prater.
Prater held on for dear life until help arrived. Hopewell finally got in there and helped him finish off the sack.
Huge play right there. Third down and 17.
Another sack for Prater, his second of the night on a record-setting night for James Prater. So 1:59 to go. Rain still coming down very hard here at Ashland University. It is soaking the turf here at Jag Miller Stadium.
It's up Conklin snapping his hands together and the water is flying off his hands.
He'll take the snap, drops back to throw, steps away from the pursuit, guns it downfield, passes intercepted. Intercepted by the Eagles, Isaiah Roberts to the 40, and he is tackled with the football in his grasp, and that should do it. The Eagles get the big turnover as Isaiah Roberts picks off the pass from Ryan Conklin.
Great job by the Eagles defense, Dave.
Isaiah Roberts' first INT of the year.
Wonderful.
So we're down to 23 seconds now, and the Eagles now do not have to run another play. And so the handshakes will begin at midfield. Lee Owens and Jim Collins will meet as well and shake hands after a hard-fought GLIAC encounter tonight. And the Eagles outlast the Cardinals and the rain. Your final score tonight at Jack Miller Stadium, the Ashland Eagles 21 and the Saginaw Valley State Cardinals 17.